Today from the Ohio Newsroom, sweet songs for Valentine's Day. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. A cappella music has enjoyed a resurgence over the last 15 years. From Glee to Pitch Perfect to the Pentatonix, unaccompanied singing is having an extended moment. Ohio is taking part in the trend by kicking it old school. Ohio Newsroom member station, IdeaStream Public Media's Egal Kaufman has more.
Evening came, he took the stage, his face set in a smile.
Say goodbye to Goodbye My Coney Island Baby, and hello to Goodbye My Kings Island Gal. Ohio is one of the hottest spots in the world for barbershop harmony, and quartets from all over the state are making waves in international competition. Steve DeNino is from Columbus. His quartet is called The Core. They placed 11th in the world at the convention in 2024. He explains what sets barbershop apart from other types of a cappella.
So we have four parts, right? We call that tenor, lead, baritone, bass, going from top to bottom. Predominantly the lead, the melody, which we call the lead, is the next one down, which would be very different than what you would hear in some other art forms.
DeNino is also the interim CEO of the Barbershop Harmony Society. The organization runs a number of international barbershop competitions. Last year, the big convention was in Cleveland. This year, it will be in Denver. No matter where it goes, Ohio singers will be represented in every category. In mid-January, five of the top quartets in the world, all based in Ohio, gathered in Columbus for an intensive weekend of coaching with former winners. Kevin McClellan sings with the Burning River Boys out of Cleveland. He says it's about more than singing.
And I think we have to remember this is a visual and performing art. So how do we convey that to an audience and make it more accessible?
That means coaches give pointers on every aspect of performance. The outfits, the delivery, everything down to the way a singer puts their hand on the back of another singer as they come together for a key moment of harmony is preconceived and practiced down to every detail. One of the quartets at the coaching weekend was Mom's Favorite, the reigning champions for the district that includes Ohio. The name is apt. Alyssa Hackworth sings lead along with her brother and father.
How do you not sing with your dad? You know, when he goes, hey, I want to sing with you.
They were one of 400 quartets that competed for 60 spots in the 2024 Internationals. They finished 43rd. Five other Ohio groups also qualified. So why is Ohio so overrepresented in the world of elite barbershop harmony? John Lang from Mom's Favorite and Hackworth's brother explains it started in Northwest Ohio.
Bowling Green had a huge upkeep of great barbershop singers, all led by this wonderful man called R.D. Mathey. And they loved to spread the joy of barbershop through this region. It's infectious.
Mathey passed away in 2023 after 32 years teaching at Bowling Green State University and directing their choral department. Several singers at the weekend described him as the godfather of Ohio harmony. DeNino's quartet, The Core, worked on their rendition of Harry Chapin's classic, Mr. Tanner. It's about a baritone from Ohio grappling with self-confidence, but ultimately finding the joy in singing regardless. As Mansfield-born singer and coach Brian O'Dell looked on, the quartet stretched out the last line of the song. He did not know how well he sang. It just made him whole.
I saw the emotion coming through them, and they were emotional as well.
That connection between music and emotion was present throughout the weekend, and not just in quartets. The program invited singers and choir directors at all levels and groups of all sizes to workshop their skills in hopes of improving their performance and increasing their audience sizes. Though sometimes, as Coach Paul Ellinger discovered, good harmony is its own reward.
Yes! That's cool, brother! That's cool, brother! Let's just stop there. Let's just be done. That's it. Go get a cigarette.
For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Egal Kaufman.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. Have a happy Valentine's Day. We'll talk with you Monday.